You're listening to SBS News.
Senator Pauline Hanson and her One Nation party have backed out of a deal to support the federal government's proposal to reduce the company tax rate to 25% by 2026-27. Senator Hanson says she won't oppose the will of the people. She's criticised the government for neglecting issues she sees as important, including jobs growth, action on immigration, and funding a proposed apprenticeship pilot scheme.
In all good conscience, I can't. I'm looking at the long-term vision of this country, not the short-term. It's not about just, you know, what's right for One Nation. It's not about One Nation. It's about the people of this country. Get past the short-term vision of handing out, you know, it's like lollipops they're handing out and buying votes up to the next election. This has to be, decisions have to be made to take us into long-term about future generations and providing for those people that need our assistance and help.
Senator Hanson says the government hasn't done nearly enough to reduce spending and fix what she calls the budget black hole. The coalition has been struggling to get the legislation through the Senate, with Labor, the Greens and several independents all promising to oppose it. It puts further pressure now on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull as he braces for 5 by-elections across the country. Not giving up hope, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the government will continue to negotiate with Senator Hanson to try to revive the agreement.
Pauline Hanson and her team gave us very firm private and public commitments of support for this very important economic reform. I hope that this is not the last word spoken on this and that we will be able to persuade Pauline Hanson and her team to go back to the position that they adopted earlier this year.
Speaking to a Senate committee, Senator Cormann has revealed the deal with One Nation had depended upon the legislation passing the Senate. He admits One Nation's reversal could mean the end for the proposed tax cuts. But Labor has accused the government of agreeing to several concessions to One Nation in the effort to secure its support. Opposition leader Bill Shorten used question time in Parliament to call for the details of what he calls a secret deal between the Coalition and One Nation.
Can the Prime Minister confirm that since the last election, the government has gifted Senator Pauline Hanson an attempt to weaken race hate laws, a university-level English citizenship test, and now a secret deal so embarrassing the government won't say it aloud?
Mr Turnbull is steadfastly refusing to give up on the 10-year tax cut plan. Replying to a question in Parliament, he's appealed for MPs to back it.
It's not too late for them to see the light and recognise the importance of cutting business taxes, or indeed of ensuring that personal income tax is reformed.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.